Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As we've been reporting, former President Trump has been indicted for a second time, this time for allegedly stashing troves of classified documents around his Mar-a-Lago estate, including documents pertaining to U.S. military capabilities. This comes as Trump is also facing a 34-count indictment out of New York for falsifying business records, as well as two additional criminal probes about the 2020 election. For more on this, we are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by William Banks, law professor at Syracuse University who specializes in national security and constitutional law. Professor, thank you so much for your time.
It's good to be with you.
Have you been able to read through the indictment?
Yes, I have. It's a lengthy one. It's more than 40 pages long.
And what was the most serious of the allegations that you read?
Well, the most damning allegations are that there's a tape recording at his New Jersey golf club, the Bedminster Club, during the summer of 2021, where he's with a writer and a publisher and two members of his staff, none of whom had security clearances, and he showed and then described the so-called plan of attack that Trump said was prepared for him by the Department of Defense. And Trump told the individuals that the plan was highly confidential and secret. Trump said, you know, as president, I could have declassified this, but now I can't, you know, but it's still secret. So this is a pretty blatant and very explicit occasion of the president, former president, having in his possession very sensitive national security materials that he was sharing with others who weren't entitled to receive them. That's very clearly forbidden by something called the Espionage Act. And I think, according to that law, which has been around since World War I, former President Trump is in some trouble here.
In your mind, is this an easy case to prove?
It's easier than any of the others that we've speculated about during the Trump period. That is, the New York case or the 9/11 case, or excuse me, the January 6th case, because this one, under the terms of the Espionage Act, he does not have to have intended to cause harm to the United States. It only requires that he realize, that he know that he has material in his possession which could be harmful to the United States if released. And that standard is pretty easy to meet, particularly when they have tape recordings of him making the kind of admission that he did there. So I think this one is a tougher one for the former president to overcome.
What kind of penalty is he facing if he's convicted?
If he's convicted, this is prison time. The Espionage Act is a very serious federal criminal offense that carries with it, you know, many years in prison. You know, whether that would ever happen or whether it would happen before a 2024 election is an open question, but it's one of the more serious criminal offenses in our federal criminal code.
Thus far, what President Trump or former President Trump has said publicly, you know, witch hunt, you know, he has been not addressing the material part of the case, right, the allegations. How might one defend him on this? On what grounds can you try to challenge this aside from I'm the victim here?
That's a good question. I mean, the typical response to a charge of exposing sensitive or classified materials is something called gray mail. And gray mail is set up when a defendant in a criminal case who's entitled, of course, to see all the materials that are going to be used in the prosecution threatens to expose those materials in open court to make what was sensitive or classified part of his defense case. And then the government has to decide whether it's better to release the materials and let him go ahead and make use of them in his defense, or to try to accommodate the defendant, in this case former President Trump, and create a deal. So gray mail is a euphemism for the tough position that the government finds itself in. he'll certainly be attempting to use that strategy here because he said so much on tape and he said so much publicly about the materials that he had kept with him. I don't know that it's that serious a concern for the government. In a sense, the cat is out of the bag.
Wow. Professor, thank you so much for your time. William Banks is a law professor at Syracuse University. He specializes in national security and constitutional law.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.